I'm Heather Viles, a researcher and lecturer in the School of Geography and the Environment. You should now be walking along New College Lane after having gone under the famous Bridge of Sighs. New College Lane is one of the oldest lanes in Oxford, once bustling with traffic, but now largely only used by pedestrians and bicycles. Do be careful when walking along the lane, as bikes can emerge seemingly from nowhere at great speed. As you walk past a row of houses on your left, you will see a blackened wall ahead of you, and as you go round the corner, you will see the back entrance to New College ahead of you and a long stretch of blackened old walls on either side. You may well wonder why we've brought you here, what possibly could be interesting about some blackened old walls. Well, in fact, these walls contain a rich record of the history of Oxford's atmosphere and its impacts on Oxford stone. The walls on the left-hand side of the road date to the 14th century and form the outside of the cloisters in New College. The stone used to build these walls came from quarries in Headington, now a suburb of Oxford. The stone at the base of the wall, called the plinth, is hard and dense and called Headington Hardstone, whilst the main bulk of the wall is made up of much less durable stone called Headington Freestone. Limestone is dominantly composed of calcium carbonate, which reacts when exposed to rainwater to produce soluble material easily washed away. Over hundreds of years, under completely natural conditions, this process leads to the gradual wearing away of limestone. However, under polluted conditions, things get more complex and limestone suffers more seriously. In the 18th, 19th and early 20th centuries, Oxford's air became very polluted as a result of fossil fuel burning. In particular, most Oxford colleges burnt lots of coal in their many fireplaces, producing air rich in soot and sulphur dioxide. Sulphur dioxide, dissolved in rainwater, reacts with calcium carbonate to produce calcium sulphate or gypsum, and this forms a crust on the surface of the stone. Furthermore, the carbon-rich soot blackens this crust. What you see on the walls around you here in New College Lane is the result of hundreds of years of this process. Most of the limestone is now covered by a sooty gypsum crust. The crust itself has a tendency in places to blister and peel off, and once this process starts to occur, a positive feedback loop sets in and you can get rapid deterioration, producing noticeable hollows. Good examples are seen just above the plinth along much of the left-hand side of the road. Our repeat laser scanning surveys here have shown that these hollows are now deepening very rapidly, much faster than we would expect for natural limestone erosion. While sulphur dioxide and soot concentrations in Oxford air have fallen as coal burning has declined, the erosion is continuing apace, because the stone is so badly deteriorated already and is now very vulnerable. It's clear that this deterioration is very patchy. If you look carefully towards the upper parts of the wall, you will see regular grooves cut diagonally across the stone blocks. These are the tool marks cut by medieval masons who built the wall, probably to produce a simple surface decoration. The fact that they can be clearly seen today shows that virtually no deterioration has occurred in these patches since the walls were constructed. The black crust has simply covered the limestone surface, which remains intact and unweathered. So, why do some areas decay into hollows whilst others haven't deteriorated at all in over 600 years? Our research suggests that the key may be the patterns of moisture movement over and within the stonework.
You have reached the end of this stop. Now, make your way under the arch to your right onto Queen's Lane, which is stop C on the tour.